Some 30,000 people in this country of 10 million are believed to be addicted to hard drugs. Until recently, drop-in centres in the Czech Republic tested drug users for dangerous diseases and infections such as hepatitis. But that service was discontinued last year, and it is now feared that several thousand drug addicts are walking around with an infectious disease they do not even know they have. Dita Asieru reports.
To be in accordance with an EU directive, a new law came into effect last year limiting the ways in which medical tests for blood-borne diseases and infections can be conducted. Only hospitals or doctors can test patients, and distributors of the so-called rapid tests used at drug centres have to be EU certified. In recent years in the Czech Republic, drop-in centres and reach-out programmes used a medical test from the United States offered by a Czech supplier. But now that supplier says it would be too costly to acquire a European certificate. This is a catastrophe, says Dr. Viktor Mravčík, the head of the National Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction, which estimates that at least one-third of the country's drug addicts are infected with hepatitis C.
Simply, we have lost potential for monitoring. In last years, I could tell you number of tests done and the results in terms of prevalence found. So, for example, I know 20% of tested were positive for hepatitis C. Now, I cannot provide you with the data from 2006 or in just very small sample.
Since few drug users would go to a hospital to be tested, only those help centres that work together with doctors are able to offer medical examinations. As a result, only a few dozen drug addicts were tested for hepatitis last year, compared to almost 2,000 in previous years. Dr. Mravčík hopes that one of three potential solutions to the problem will soon bear fruit.
The first one is to involve healthcare facilities to strengthen the cooperation between public health and drug services. And the second one is simply wait for the test which is certified for EU, possibly in the end of this year, as I have information of this Czech distributor of the test. So this is the second option. The third one is every country of EU has to somehow integrate this EU law to national law, but there are exceptions possible, and it's up to every country to make conditions for adoption of this exception.
Dr. Viktor Mravčík, ending that report by Dita Asieru.